This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin warned the West that Russia would strike new targets if the United States started supplying Ukraine with longer-range missiles, the TASS news agency reported on Sunday. Putin said if such missiles are supplied, quote, we will strike at those targets, which we have not yet been hitting. He was quoted as saying in an excerpt of an interview with Russia One state television channel. Putin did not name the targets Russia planned to pursue if Western countries began supplying Ukraine with longer-range missiles. Ukraine has been seeking multiple rocket launch systems to strike troops and weapons stockpiles at the Russian forces' rear. U.S. President Joe Biden announced plans this week to give Ukraine precision rocket systems after receiving assurance from Kiev it would not use them to hit targets inside Russia. Although Russian officials have warned the U.S. decision to supply Ukraine with advanced rocket systems could exacerbate the conflict, Putin said it would not bring any fundamental changes on the battlefield. Reinforced Russian troops backed by airstrikes are pummeling a portion of eastern Ukraine. Ukrainian officials said Saturday Russia's forces blew up bridges and shelled apartment buildings while fighting to capture two cities that would put a contested province under Moscow's control. A regional governor said Russian and Ukrainian forces battled street by street in Severodonetsk and in a neighboring town. The cities are central to the Kremlin's goal of seizing the entire Donbas region. British officials said Russia is devoting significant troop strength and firepower to a, quote, creeping advance. Moscow and Kiev are blaming each other for a fire that destroyed a church, one of Ukraine's holiest Orthodox sites. This is VOA News. A massive fire at a container depot near a port city in southeastern Bangladesh has killed at least 38 people and injured more than 100 others, VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Firefighters Sunday struggled to bring the blaze under control. The fire at the BM Inland Container Depot, a Dutch-Bangladesh joint venture, broke out around midnight Saturday following explosions in a container full of chemicals. The cause of the fire could not be immediately determined. The depot is located near the country's main seaport, 134 miles southeast of the capital, Dhaka. The area's civil surgeon says the death toll could rise. Explosives experts from Bangladesh's military have been called in to assist the firefighters. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Officials in British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's ruling Conservative Party expect a challenge to his leadership this week and have penciled in a vote for Wednesday, the Sunday Times newspaper reported. A growing number of Conservative lawmakers have said they've lost faith in Johnson's government over the so-called Partygate scandal, with some saying they've submitted letters to officially call for a vote of confidence in the leader. At least 54 Conservative members of Parliament are required to formally request a confidence vote to the chairman of the party's 1922 committee for one to be triggered. The letters are confidential, so only the chairman of the committee knows how many have been submitted. More than 25 lawmakers have gone public with their letters so far, and the Times said party officials and rebel lawmakers believe they are on the verge of the 54th threshold, with one believing the key number has already passed. Australia says a Chinese fighter jet carried out dangerous maneuvers threatening the safety of one of its maritime surveillance planes over the South China Sea. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says his government expressed concern to China over the May 26 incident. Australia's defense ministry said a Chinese J-16 intercepted a P-8 Poseidon aircraft on routine patrol in international airspace and forced it to return to base. Recapping our top story, Russian President Vladimir Putin warned the West that Russia would strike new targets if the United States started supplying Ukraine with longer-range missiles, the TASS news agency reported on Sunday. Putin did not name the targets Russia planned to pursue. Ukraine has been seeking multiple rocket launch systems to strike troops and weapons. U.S. President Joe Biden announced plans this week to give Ukraine precision rocket systems after receiving assurances Kiev would not use them to hit targets inside Russia. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.